Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the future of Oakland hangs in the balance, Representative Barbara Lee is being considered by many for the mayor's office. She's got to decide what she wants to do in her post-congressional life. To talk about that and more, we are joined right here in the studio by KCBS insider Phil Metier and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Gentlemen, once again, thanks for being here, as always. What are your thoughts, Mr. Mayor, about Mayor Lee?
It's a very, very tough job. But you know, Barbara has been at the world of politics now for over 30 years or more. The assumption has got to be that she's capable of doing the job. We are going to see, I believe.
What we're seeing is, in case you keep your eyes open around the Bay Area, is there's a move by the public employees unions, the firefighters unions, and the progressives in Oakland to try to reclaim the mayor's seat. Xing Tao was recently recalled, the mayor, the progressive mayor, and they want to hold on to the progressive ideology and union contracts to a city that's going broke, basically. And what we've seen is in the last week or two is a letter writing campaign, people supposedly urging her to run and then giving it to the press to let the press know that it's being run. And now there's billboards up all over the East Bay saying, thank you, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, for bringing $80 million to Oakland over your term. Mayor Brown, that to me sounds like a drum roll, okay? I mean, that's not a question. That's a drum roll.
Unless Barbara sent them. Well, there's always that possibility.
You know,
and if you have any intent in running, you certainly don't waste money doing that unless it's for your express purpose of getting elected.
Not surprised that progressives in the East Bay would want her to be mayor. The question is, why would anybody want that job? Look what's happened to the last few people who've
well,
had it.
Well, everybody wants that job. As a matter of fact, I resent your question whether or not the job is worth it.
I'm talking about Oakland's
Wait,
mayor.
Mayor of Oakland. Wait, you were mayor of Oakland. San Francisco.
That's right. But you got to understand, the function of a mayor is essentially the same no matter which city, as proven by the one that just got recalled. She didn't function the way you're supposed to run a city. Barbara, I think, may very well be somewhere near 76, 77, 78 years of age.
Just a kid.
And she's been at it for a long time. She's taken all the heat you can possibly take. She still has all kinds of contacts back there in D.C., at least among the Democrats. Great resentment among the Republicans because she's always been the one, so to speak. So Barbara has some credentials might work in Oakland.
But will it work? I mean, because even if she's popular going in, we saw this with former Congressman Ron Dellums, go in as the popular, same thing. But 6 weeks after being in the job, everybody forgets where you were and are screaming at you in the Safeway, as they say.
But it's the thing, Phil. When he told me he was thinking about running, I urged him not to. I said, Ron, it's not your game. You know, you are an internationalist. You are a person who ought to be an ambassador to some place.
So could we be looking at a repeat of Ron?
Hold on. What? Didn't you just say 60 seconds ago that everybody wants that job? And you just talked to Ron Dellums or tried to talk about it?
Hold on, Eric. Are you actually saying that he says one thing and then says another?
I'm just saying.
Stop listening.
No, as we all know, it's a tough job, but you also have, you know, you're coming in as mayor with a huge deficit.
Crime deficit is a
very serious problem, because the only way you can ever solve your deficits is stop spending and stop paying. And that is going to be the challenge. Phil spoke about it earlier. The people who are pushing for her to run, or primarily the people she's going to have to cut if she gets the mayor's job. We'll see how that works.
And General,
real quick, would you tell her to run? Would you urge her, or would you say think
about it? No. I would tell her as I would tell almost anybody in a city that's as in bad shape as Oakland, you might want to pass.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. That's former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and KCBS insider Phil Metier.